Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Modern technology is amazing. I'll grant you that. Vinny sent me notes that Steve, check out the story from NBCLosAngeles.com. North Long Beach man surprises car thief after tracking his stolen BMW with an AirTag. So his car got stolen. He decided to go out and look for it, found it, and took it back. And of course, now law enforcement will say, do not try this at home, kids, but the car's dash cam even captured the video of the thief driving the stolen BMW around, talking about it, and taking it to the car wash. So, Michaelo Medina wrote this. The person from Long Beach tracked down his stolen car and then confronted the thief after hiding an Apple AirTag in the trunk as a precaution for just such an occasion. The man said he walked out of his house, noticed his car was gone, so he immediately called the police. He then jumped onto his phone's AirTag app to track the car, and he noticed it was only a few blocks away. So he and his wife tracked the car until the AirTag stopped moving, but then it picked up again in the afternoon when they spotted it by a gas station. My wife says, there's the car. The person is gassing it up. She said, get out of the car and go get it. So I jumped out of the car. He confronted the man as his wife blocked in the car at the gas pump. And the guy says, I had an extra fob. I click it. The car beeped. That's when the guy said, oh, man, and he just fled. So the owner of the car says the man left behind drug paraphernalia inside the car. And when he reviewed the dash cam video, he saw the man driving around his neighborhood into alleyways, swapping out the license plate, and even taking the vehicle to the car wash. So he's taken great pride in his stolen car. Dash cam video also showed the man picking up a second person and bragging about the theft. That's a Bimmer. That's a Bimmer. Boom. I'm going to park this one somewhere and get the other one tomorrow, he said. Apparently, the other car he's referring to was the victim's wife's car, where the man found the key fob to his car. So police data show that 78 cars were reported stolen in North Long Beach just between January 1st and April 20th of this year. 78 cars in just North Long Beach. After confronting the man, the owner of the car said he found the man's wallet with his driver's license inside. When he checked the address on the license, he discovered that the man actually lived nearby. So there's a chance that if it hadn't been tracked with an AirTag, he might have just seen it in traffic. Now, it depends on how conspicuous of a car it is, but, you know, you'd be looking for these things. So the man says, we looked up his address, and sadly, it's not far from where we live. That is scary. So the man gave the wallet and all the video to the police, who advised him to never confront a suspected thief out of safety concerns. NBC4 reached out to Long Beach Police to inquire if any arrests were made, but have not yet received a response. So it shouldn't be hard to swear out a complaint against this thief. You got his ID. You got video of it all. And you got a couple good witnesses. Because remember, the good witnesses are the man and his wife who can say, we tracked the car using our app. And there the car was. We recognize the car. It's our car. It responds to our key fob. And the guy, when he sees us and encounters us, runs away. And now, there is always that thing about whether or not you resort to self-help. And I had a law professor years ago actually ask the class to repeat after him, self-help is fraught with peril. Self-help is fraught with peril. And some judge said that in opinion years and years and years ago. And the problem with self-help, that is where you decide to, in essence, take the law in your own hands. Not to punish somebody, but to undo a wrong, for instance. So someone stole your stuff, you steal it back. Interestingly, it's not that the police are saying you can't do that because it's illegal. They're just saying you run a bunch of risks. And the most obvious risk is, what if the guy who had the car was violent? What if he was armed? And so, you know, you don't want to have this escalate from a simple car theft into something much worse, right? But also, there's a possibility, and I don't think it would happen here because the guy identified the car with the key fob. But let's suppose that you were walking along and you saw something you thought was stolen from you in someone's yard. So you grab it and you run home. And somebody calls and goes, hey, I found your thing. It's over here. Turns out it's actually over there. Now, you just stole someone's thing. You can go return the thing, and you can say it was a mistake, but it's always iffy. And, you know, you can get yourself into trouble. One of the things, I'm not going to get heavily into this, but one of the things that I've heard people talk about, especially in comments under videos, is a citizen's arrest. a citizen's arrest. And a citizen's arrest in a roundabout way is a form of self-help, because you're in a situation where you think somebody ought to be arrested. Okay? I'm not going to get heavily into the elements of a citizen's arrest right now, but the point is that we've heard the phrase, a citizen's arrest, right? I'm a citizen. I can arrest somebody. Right? It's actually quite complicated. And in some states, the rules on making a citizen's arrest are so complicated and convoluted that very few people know what they are. And in some states, it's required that the citizen making the arrest must actually witness a serious crime happening with their own eyes. So let's suppose you're standing there one day and someone comes running around the corner and they're running like a crazy person. And someone comes running after them and goes, stop that man, he just did such and such. And they throw something out. And based on what you see in all TV shows you've watched, it looks real. So you go chasing after the guy, and you tackle him. And the guy starts struggling with you, so you say, I'm a citizen, I'm making a citizen's arrest. And the police show up because somebody called the cops. And it turns out that the guy doing the chasing was just chasing somebody who wanted some help. Now, if you just did the citizen's arrest wrongfully, that is a wrongful arrest. And there's a joke among attorneys that if you ask an attorney, what are your thoughts on a citizen's arrest, that is a person doing one, and the answer is don't. Don't. Because the odds of the average person getting it right and not getting hurt in the process and everything else are so low that it better be life and death and probably involve you to make it worth your while. Short of that, don't do it, because self-help is fraught with peril. And in a roundabout way, like I said, a citizen's arrest is you resorting to self-help because you're making the arrest rather than simply calling the police and letting them do their jobs. So here, the guy's got the tracker on his car. Now, he could have called the police and said, hey, I see my car. It's at the gas station. Problem, of course, is that they went to the gas station because they saw that it was there. Odds of it staying there much longer are pretty slim. So for the police to get there that quickly would mean that they have nothing better to do. And don't get me wrong, stolen cars are probably high on their list of things to do, but there are other crimes higher on the list. And I've mentioned before, I love watching these body cam videos on YouTube where the police make all kinds of arrests and so on. And I saw a video the other day where they're arresting people who shoplifted at Target. And there was a woman who was a rather high-profile employee of a university out west, and she got busted for shoplifting with about $1,000 worth of stuff in her cart. And they were talking to her, and they go, you realize that they have you on film not only today, and they started rattling off all the other dates they had her on film. And it's just that every time they called the police previously, by the time the police got there, she was gone. And they didn't hold her. But she came back. Finally, they got her. And the cop actually said, just to let you know, you never got away with this in that sense, because they've got you on film repeatedly. They got your license plate off your car. They knew who you were. But it's just a matter of getting around to doing the paperwork and filing a complaint and all that. And it just so happens that, well, she comes back once a week. We'll get her next time. And they did. They did. So here the guy gets his car back. He's got to take the plate off and put one of his own plates back on, probably. And it's kind of creepy if you think about it. Someone steals your car and they're driving around for a while, and they're putting paraphernalia in your car, possibly even using it in your car, which would be kind of creepy to think about. But it's interesting. So Vinny, thanks for sending that from NBCLosAngeles.com. North Long Beach man surprises car thief after finding stolen BMW using his AirTag, and he retook possession of his own car. Questions or comments? Put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. No matter how short or long your journey to your accomplishment is, if you don't begin, you don't get there. Beginning is difficult, but unavoidable.